Your eyes are full with cups of love, and your eyebrows are emitting light. Your hair is like silken threads from which the radiance of God flashes. On each hair of your head, I sacrifice both the worlds. Seeing the beautiful face and listening to the dun, I get the mark of the Master. Your delicious words and sweet voice finish the heat of my heart. Your pure beard flows down your chest, becoming whiter and whiter, showering light. The color of Nam destroys ego. You are the one who teaches humility. Come, beloved Satguru. Come and show me your face. Bhajan of beloved Lord Kapal on page 3.
Ajapiare Satguru Aja Apani Surata Menubakaja Ajapiare Satguru Aja Apani Surata Menubakaja Siddhi Sadi Surata Teri Piyari Piyari Murata Teri Siddhi Sadi Surata Teri Piyari Piyari Murata Teri Chehara Ravada Jalavadi Se Dilanu Lubavana Vale Aja Aja Piyare Satguru Aja Apani Surata Menuvakaja Sohana Mata Chiti Pagari Nura Chamake Harliva Lagari Sohana Mata Chiti Pagari Nura Chamake Harliva Lagari Ankiya Prema Piale Bharia Parote Nura Palate Aja Aja Piyare Satguru Aja Apani Surata Menuvakaja Julafa Teriya Reshamatara Nura Ilahidiya Dena Chamakara Julafa Teriya Reshamatara shamatara nura ilahi diya dena chamakara ika ika bala sira deyuto dove alama vara aja aja piare sataguru aja apani surata me Mukarasuhava sahajatuna bani suna suna pava kantani shani Mukarasuhava sahajatuna bani Suna suna pava kanta nishani rasile benati mituri boli mityavana tapata hiradedi aja Aja piyare Sataguru Aja Apani surata menubakaja Suchidari chatite ave Bhagi ho ho nur barasave suchidari chatite ave Bhagi ho ho nur barasave Lali namadi papae mare karibisi kavan vale aja aja piare Sataguru Aja Apani Surata Menuvakaja.
Come, beloved Satguru, come and show me your face, your blessed, blessed face, your beloved, beloved form. In your face is seen the glory and radiance of God. You are the one who attracts my heart. Come, beloved Satguru, come and show me your face. I'm going to begin reading this session. I don't know what this conversation, darshan, whatever we want to call it, of Thursday, January 23rd, 1964, as included in my new book. And I begin by saying, words cannot describe what tonight was like. I will reproduce the entire conversation, because that is what it was. But even so, the humor, the gentleness, the wisdom, the extreme joy felt by all of us present will not be and cannot be conveyed. In retrospect still, thinking about this night all these many years later, The only word that comes to mind is wow, that I should be privileged to sit at the feet of such a master as he relates to his loved ones in such a way. Wow. And I have, you know, maybe half a dozen satsang experiences with both Master Kripal, like this one, and with Sanchi, that stand out in my memory as total experiences, not just the words that were said. In one case, I didn't understand a single word. When Master Kripal held satsang in Pathankot in the Punjab, March 1972. It was bitter cold when we started and became very, very hot by the time we finished. He talked for 3 hours straight, didn't say a word in English, not one word. Everything was in Punjabi. And I was sick. I was coming down with pneumonia, although I didn't know that at the time. And for the last hour and a half, I had to urinate so badly that I could hardly think about anything else. And the only way I was able to sit up straight was because we were jammed in so tight that I could lean against the person behind me. And in all that, Master was so incredibly beautiful on that occasion that, you know, all that sickness, discomfort, the heat, the cold. I mean, I was wearing long underwear because of the cold, and when it got hot, I began to boil. None of that mattered one bit. And I remember sitting there thinking like that, I'd rather be there, no matter what the circumstances were, I would rather be there on that day with that master sitting on the dais, talking in a language that I couldn't understand. The love and the light, just like he says in the bhajan, which he wrote for his master, he was the one who attracted my heart. And it was, you know, an incredible experience. And there have been a few others with Sanchi, the final farewell darshan in February 1997, and several others with Master Kripal also. But this one ranks very high. And that partly here, of course, it had a lot to do with what he said, but it was also just the way he was during this whole period, the whole time that it took. You know, we were in a living room. There were about 100 people. It was very intimate. I was actually sitting in the audience, that is to say, I was sitting in a chair several rows back. I was not feeling well, and I didn't sit on the floor up front as I usually did, and I wasn't taping this. Doris Yokelson taped this. I taped a lot of the sessions on this time, but I didn't tape this one. Master joked with us, teased us, answered our questions so respectfully, with such wisdom. This was so beautiful. It was such a night. You know, there's a song, Dr. John used to sing it, December 1963. It was, oh, what a night. And I know he wasn't talking about anything like this, but when I think about this session, that's what I think. Oh, what a night. Anyway, the master began by saying, it would be better if you were to ask questions, then we will talk on it. The general talks are routine, you see. Any particular points which you would like to have clarified, you can. Any of you? Barbara Kondos began by asking, sometimes it's hard to distinguish when we are meditating and something comes to us between what is imagination of the mind and what is truly a spiritual enlightenment. For instance, when we see ourselves inside, or we will see things that are of a very mundane level that we are preoccupied with every day. I will sit in meditation. Sometimes I don't seem to have control over these things. I don't want control over them. The master said, your question is mixed up with so many things. What in particular do you want? Barbara said, I want to know how to distinguish, or are we to distinguish, when these forms come to us? And the master said, the main thing is, whatever form comes within, repeat the five names which are charged. Anything negative will eventually go away. Sometimes the negative power affects you with wrong things. Then repeat the five names. For that purpose, you have been given a safeguard against all of these things. Then Hope Skinner said, I asked you, I think it was in California, sometimes in meditation I have this terrific vibration which I can't seem to control. And you said not to think of the body. But sometimes it's so very strong that I have to stop meditating. I get so nervous and I feel as if I was being electrocuted or something. What can I do to stop that? And the master said, just do it in the right way. If you do it in the right way and don't think of the body, there will be no trouble. If anything like that happens, leave it off, that's all, and sit in the right way. It's so powerful that I can't help but think of the body. But it's not like that every day. No, but at times, and then it rises to my throat and I feel as if I was choking. No, that is due to the wrong way of doing the practice. Prana is involved. But I don't do any yoga techniques anymore. Choking of the throat cannot come unless prana is involved. Breathing is involved. First it goes slowly at intervals, then it chokes you. That's the wrong way of doing it. But I don't do anything since I was initiated by you. These are involved. You don't do it purposely. While you are doing the practice, sometimes breathing is unknowingly involved. Then naturally that choking arises. And Hope said, but you know, I'll tell you something strange. I have had that experience mostly when I have meditated when you have been there. Now in Vancouver, in the morning meditation, I sat right next to you and it was so terrific. I got that power so much it was terrible. I mean, it was wonderful, but it was almost terrifying. And it happens more when you're around. And the master said, it means that when I'm around, there is radiation. The soul is withdrawn in a hurry. But your thought is not altogether free of the body consciousness. That is why breathing is involved and there is choking. And sometimes it happens out of emotions too. Emotions sometimes bring on choking. Look here, let us give an example in a worldly way. You are going to meet your friend whom you love. Perhaps it is your father, mother, brother, or anybody. And he wishes you to come alone. And even though you are going to your friend, you take so many children and other things with you. You are going to meet him and there is no time for you to speak to him. And he will also not be able to devote his whole time to you, you see. This is a worldly way of thinking. Now you have to go to God. God is all alone, is it not so? He has no father, no mother, no brother. So naturally he wants everybody to come to him all alone. He does not want you to take anything with you. No worldly things, not even your body, not even your intellect. He says, you come alone. Whatever little time you devote in this way will bear forth fruit. When we are sitting, we are not to think of outside things, not to think of the body, not to think of the breathing, not even to think of the thinking. We should be physically still and intellectually still too. If you do it in the right way, there will be no trouble, you see. And Hope said, but if you're intellectually still, you're repeating the five names. And Master said, those become automatic. When you think of their meaning, your intellect works. If you don't think of their meaning, after a few days, they become automatic. Their charging helps. You are told not to think of the meanings, although the meanings have been given to you. You are not to visualize. You are not to think of the meaning of the names. They will go on automatically. The charging helps. Simply look sweetly and be fully absorbed. It is a question of the seeing of the soul, of the attention. Attention is the outward expression of the soul. Just as the rays of the sun enliven and enlighten the whole world, similarly the rays of the attention The attention is the rays of the soul, enlighten the whole body. If those rays are withdrawn, the body will be dark. When the sun sets, all rays are withdrawn and there is darkness. Similarly, the body will be darkened and there will be no thought of the body. It is only your attention that gives you the feeling of the body. So if you do it in the right way, you will have no trouble. Errors do creep in automatically, generally. Then trouble arises. And Emil Christensen said, Master, may I ask a question? Yes, please. You are drawn into the radiant form of the Master within and you want to go higher. Does the radiant form of the Master dissolve into the word or nam? Or does the radiant form of the Master continue and remain in the higher regions? The Master said, in the lower planes it continues, but absorption comes at every plane. When you devote your whole attention into the form of the Master, you sometimes become absorbed, but that continues in further stages. Absorption is better. It does become that light. You are light. You become one. You forget, but you are conscious all the same. It does come at every step. Ultimately, it becomes one, and there is no form when you are absorbed into Sat Nam. Then Sat Nam takes you to the stages where there is final absorption. Otherwise, that form continues to work in the radiant form on the different planes. And Olga Dannenberg said, Master, I'd like to know when you are coming back again. And the Master said, Who, I? I will never go. Lass, why are you sending me? I won't go. Physically, I have to go in one way or the other. You are also not at home all day long. Now you are not in your home. Physically, you are not at home, but your thought is there. Is it not so? So I have come and God willed it. I have no wishes. And Sunny Cowan said, Master, what plane are you in when you see the golden light? And that is just the beginning. But in that golden light, the form of the Master appears. That is not the lowest. That is not the lowest. The form generally appears in golden light, Master said. Is that the third plane or the fourth plane? It is just the beginning. The Master's form appears only when you rise above Trikuti. Yet even before that, it does manifest to show that he is within you. Sometimes when you sit in a trance, the form comes. But generally, the form appears when you cross the big star and the moon. Before that, it manifests to give consolation to the initiated that I am with you, that power is with you. Then Vivian Gordon asked, Master, if before one is initiated, one begins by trying to be honest with oneself, and although you may feel that so far as the rules are concerned, the diet or something, this would be no problem, but within yourself you know that you still do have doubts, and would you welcome into initiation one who is quite willing to admit that there is doubt, but wants to try? The Master said, Doubt? What sort of doubt? About the theory? Well, I don't know. No, you must know. Clarify your doubts. In what way? I suppose, for the uninitiated, it's the fear of the unknown or a new experience. And Master said, No. My point is, first try to understand the theory. Whatever you cannot understand, let that be clarified. Then take up the way. Full conviction will arise when you see things for your own self, when you are intellectually satisfied that these are the teachings of all masters. Take it up as an experimental measure. Then if you get something, naturally you must be convinced. Man cannot be convinced unless he sees things for his own self and he testifies himself. And Vivian said, Then if you're not certain that you are prepared and that you have answered your questions, and Master basically interrupted her, he said, I tell you. The man in whose heart this question of the mystery of life has entered is fit. It is God's grace that this question has arisen. That day is the greatest in a man's life on which the question of the mystery of life enters his heart. It cannot be stamped out unless it is solved. That this question has arisen shows that God wants to give you what you hunger for. There is food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. Now there is the question of the ethical life. In the old days, there was the rule that when people came to the feet of the masters, they kept them for a long time. And when they saw that they were fully developed, then they gave them the initiation. It is said that one king of Bokhara went to Kabir and lived with him for about 6 years. He was very obedient and dutiful. Mata Lohi was serving with Kabir Sahib. She recommended the king to Kabir. Here's the king. He has been here with us for 6 years. He is very quiet, very obedient. Why don't you give him initiation? Kabir told her that he was not yet ready. And Lohi asked him, well, why is that, please? He's very quiet, very obedient, and in every way amicable. Why do you say that he is not fit? Kabir said, all right, when he goes out of the house, hide yourself in a place where he cannot see you, and throw all the refuse of the house over his head, and just hear what he says. When she threw it on him, he said, had this happened in my own country, I would have taken care of this. And Kabir asked her, what did you find? She told him that the kingship had not gone, because he still said, had I been in my own country, I would have done this and that thing. So then another 5 or 6 years passed by. Then Kabir said, well, now he's ready. Lohi said, well, I find no difference between the first time and now. Kabir said, now again, when he leaves the house, throw all this washroom filth over his head. Then hear what he says. When she did so, he said, oh God, I am even worse than that. Thank you. So man must be made. Man making is difficult. The finding of God is not difficult. Now the times have changed. They are so materialistic. Who is going to stay with the master for years and abide by what he says? There's no time to spare and sit at the feet of the masters. Even when they have some difficulty in their meditation, people say, oh, I have to go to work. I say, can't you take 1 or 2 hours leave? The times have changed in the way that those who have got hunger in their minds are taken up by the masters. The masters take up the work of preparation, of making a man, as well as giving him the way at the same time. And the maintenance of diaries for self-introspection from day to day is prescribed. The masters give seekers the experience then and there, so that when they come in contact with the higher light and sound principle, it will grow familiar and help them while they are at the same time weeding out all imperfections from day to day. They just say, take heed that the light which is within you is not darkened. So the present times have changed, and those who have an inkling, a desire, are put on the way. They are given some experience with the grace of God to start with. Otherwise, people are not going to believe you. Go on doing it, and you will have it after you do that. Do it, go on, do it. All help will be granted to you. People have been coming to me who have been initiated somewhere. They have been putting in meditation time of 2, 3, or 4 hours daily. With all that, they got nothing and they left it. If you get something to start with, then you can develop. So this present time has changed. The work of man-making is started side by side with the giving of the experience on the very first day. And when you see the experience, have the experience yourself. Then I think you have something to stand on. There's no question of doubt. If doubt remains, it is only about how to live up to what has been given. Those who are in the intellectual sphere must understand the why and wherefore of things. Otherwise, they won't take them up. Furthermore, they will require some evidence from the past masters and also must see whether it appeals to their common sense. If they are intellectually satisfied, then they take it up as an experimental measure. Even then they are very skeptical. This may not be for them. But when they have something to start with, there will be more. The maintenance of diaries is necessary to take heed that the light, whatever is given you at the time of initiation, is not darkened. This is how matters stand in the present days. And Hope Skinner asked, Master, this might seem an odd question, but for instance, I have just recently moved to Denver, as I told you, in Texas, and we don't have a group there. Mr. Ponset and I would like to start one. We meditate in my little apartment, he and his mother and I, together. Does it do any harm if you go to another group that meditates? I mean, would there be any conflict of vibrations or anything if we went and meditated with another group? Master said, what group? And Hope said, well, for instance, self-realization. They have a group in Denver where they just meditate, and they have asked us to come for meditation. I'm not doing, naturally, any of their techniques. I gave them up several years ago when I was initiated by you. But I was wondering if there would be any conflict of vibration or anything. The point is, did I tell you not to go? No, you didn't. Now, a further thing. If you go there, don't follow their way of meditation, but do your own. That's one thing. Well, that's what I mean, that I can go and meditate in my own way. Well, look here, that's one thing. The other thing is, when you, those who are on the same way, sit together, there will be more radiation. Do you follow my point? There is a radiation from the master too. From Yogananda, you mean, their master? Would it affect me? The master said, oh, no, no, I am talking something else. When you go to somebody, don't change your mode of meditation. And if you sit with those doing the same meditation, there will be more radiation. Do you follow me? I never stopped you from going any place. No, I didn't know if there would be a conflict of vibration, if there was any from there. Don't you follow now what I said? If you think of Swami Yogananda there, then there will be conflict, because Yogananda is not there, do you see? And Clyde Davis at that point commented, that follows the principle then, Master, where two or more are gathered together in my name. And Master cut in, listen, in my name. And Clyde Davis said, that's right, in my name. The Master said, you've got it. I don't mean in any way to reflect on Swami Yogananda. I don't mean that. One is a living force, radiation, going on throughout the world. When one or two sit in his name, there is radiation. Those who are higher, who have left their bodies, have to work through the human pole working on the human plane. Do you see? That's the law. I never stopped anybody from going anywhere. But I did suggest to you that when there is a group meeting, you must attend it because you will benefit by the radiation. Well, I hadn't gone, but I was just wondering about it. Now the matter is clear, but I never stopped you from going there. Understand the principles, you see. I will tell you what the old Egyptians used to do. They gave initiation. They gave the way. They did not give experience, I tell you. They just put them on the way intellectually and then told them to remain quiet for 2 long years. They were called mistis. And by putting in 2 years regularly on the way, naturally the way opened up. Sometimes there were flashes. When the inner way was opened, they were called epoptias. Now the way is opened the very first day. You see the light, you have some experience. The best thing is, when you are initiated, don't talk to anyone. Work for your daily livelihood. As for the rest, you need not talk to anyone. Talk to your master. We talk to others. What loss is there? You talk to others, you want to show your superiority to others. Egoism is there, and you lose. Suppose in a worldly way you have a friendship with somebody. a love for somebody, you wouldn't dare to let anybody know about it. Is it not so? Why? This is love. Why should you broadcast your love for God? You only want someone who can guide you, and it is the Master who can guide you. He does not say that you should leave your work, earn your livelihood, bring up and nourish your children, keep up your body, and go on with it. Let the wild flower grow in darkness. We throw seeds anywhere. I am doing it. I see that I am in a very intoxicated state. Others naturally ask why. You say, well, when I sit in meditation, this and that appears. Their eyes are on you, and you have not yet become perfect. What happens? They take you as the ideal. You stand between them and the Master. Where will you go? The man who follows you and takes you as a wrong ideal is first doomed, and your progress is retarded. This is a very critical point. In a worldly way, when you are engaged or betrothed to somebody, you think only of him. Don't have any interest in anybody. Go on with it. You will find that sometimes people who are progressing begin to tell one another, it is like this. The result is that their progress is lessened. And you will find many who say, we had more progress before, now we have less. And what is the reason for that? Do you follow my point? This is to be followed by everybody. When you are given it, go to the highest. Let others be the one to say it. Then it's all right. If you have, for instance, a little water with you and you begin to sprinkle it, what happens? Be in contact with the perennial source. Then thousands, millions may come. Then you become a conscious co-worker, conscious that it is not you doing it, but God doing it. These are the little things, I think, that stand in every man's way. Those who have a little experience, for instance, they sometimes see the Master within, are in a day or two talking about it. Sometimes the negative power appears and they are misguided. Some things come true, others become wrong. I sometimes get letters from people who write, oh, now the Master within me will guide me. I tell them, all right, the Master is within you. If he guides you, write to me. Get it confirmed in writing by me. And the result is that those who follow them are retarded. Do you see? I don't see why people are after becoming a master. They may have that ideal before them, but they have not become masters. When they become masters, then let them say that they are masters. Even then they won't say it. Those who are masters don't say, we are masters. They say it is God's power working. It is the Father in me doing it. They never say, I am doing it. The Son of Man is differentiated from the God in man. But others who have just a little experience exert themselves. This is one of the causes of division in the groups. Some follow this man, some follow that man. The result is there is a split. There is no progress. And this has also been the cause of dissension in the groups, I tell you. I have watched it. Some begin to rule, still others are forceful, and naturally others disbelieve them. Then the dissension starts and the whole process is retarded. And that becomes a bad example for others. When you are put on the way, see where you are. Go up. Let people see only when you are in full bloom. Do you see? Don't broadcast your seeds. They will be eaten up by sparrows. Those who look to you will be having faith in you instead of the Master. They will think he is also as good as the Master. The result is that since you are not yet perfect, something wrong will come out of you, and naturally the whole thing will be very badly affected. When you are initiated, simply go on. You have been given the diary to keep. Remain in contact. If God wills it, he makes each one of you a master. It is a selection from God, not from the men underneath. It is not a matter of voting as you would elect a minister or president. It is the God overhead. It is a commission from God. The soul trembles at considering the duty that lies on the shoulders of a master. People think it a great privilege because they sometimes consider that other people have faith in them, and that becomes a source of income too. The result is that the one who places himself in this position is spoiled, his progress is retarded, and the progress of those who follow him is also retarded. Their ideal is changed. It is a very dangerous way. When you see the master within, talk to him, all right? Then remain in touch. Even then, I tell you, even if the master speaks within you, you can never think. Let your master go and you remain. You see? And I'm going to stop at this point. It's about halfway through this session because what's coming up, the next question is Hope Skinner says, I see the master within sometimes, but he never looks at me. He is either sitting in meditation or with head bowed or something. And from there proceeds a very long and extremely interesting series of talks, which I will get into next time. I want to conclude by just reading Master Kripal's birthday message of 1964. He says, Dear ones, may the grace of God be on you all. We are seekers after truth, and for that purpose we have joined various religions, which are our schools of thought. Truth is not the exclusive right of any particular creed or place or age. It is a human being's birthright. Just as every human being has a right to breathe the air and absorb the rays of the sun, we are all privileged to draw from the unseen source of life, strength, and wisdom which is within each of us. That infinite supply cannot be exhausted. Anyone belonging to any religion can delve it out from within with the help of somebody who is competent. Call him by any name you like. Take all that you can. Not only will it suffice for you, but through it you will become instrumental in helping your fellows. Your smile will inspire another to smile. Your strength will impel another to be strong. A noble soul always draws forth the noble quality in others. God is love. And our souls are also love, and it is through love alone we can know God. Love knows true renunciation, service, and sacrifice for the good of others without any consideration. A true human being is one who is truthful, leads a life of continence, radiates love to all others for the sake of God residing in them, and knows giving, and always giving. We never lose anything when we give. When you give love, do you find that you have less love in your heart? On the contrary, you are conscious of an ever greater power of loving. But no one can be convinced of these things till he has applied them in a practical way. An ounce of practice is worth tons of theories. It is a practical age. Therefore, it is for us to make our idealism more practical. Believe in God, who is spirit, love, the principle of all things, who is in me and I am in him, who resides in every heart. We should therefore love all mankind and others. If one cannot love those whom he sees, how can he love God whom he does not see? There is a religion above all religions which teach rituals, dogmas, and doctrines. That is truth. Religion truly means re, back, and ligio, which comes from ligore, to bind. That is, to bind our soul back to truth, God. You have to be born into the truth. All masters who come from time to time speak of the same truth. We are lovers of truth. That is the true religion on the basis of which the whole world can sit together and the East and West could be united. The purpose before me is to bring together all children of God, now forming part of various religions, to understand each other and find a way back to God. I am glad that I have found great response to this message of love with the grace of my Master, the man in God. My hearty thanks and best wishes go to all who have been helpers in this noble cause of humanity. Yours affectionately, Kripal Singh.
ਪਿਆਰ ਭਰੇ ਖਿਆਲਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਾਂਗੇ ਉਤਨਾ ਹੀ ਸਾਡੀਆਂ ਕਿਰਨਾਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਭਰੀਆਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਟਕਰਾ ਕੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਹੋਏਗਾ। ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਦਾਸ ਦਿਲ ਰੱਖ ਕੇ ਜਾਂ ਭਰਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਸਾਡੀਆਂ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਉਦਾਸ ਭਰੀਆਂ ਭਰਮ ਭਰੀਆਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਕਿਰਨਾਂ ਹਨ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਟਕਰਾ ਕੇ ਉਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਸ ਰੂਪ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਨੂੰ ਬੜੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ, ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ।
ਸੇਂਟਸ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਨੀਡ ਅਵਰ ਲਵ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਆਲਰੇਡੀ ਇੰਟੋਕਸੀਕੇਟਿਡ ਇਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਲਵ ਵਿਦ ਦੇਅਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ। ਦੇ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਨੀਡ ਅਵਰ ਲਵ, ਬਟ ਅਨਲੈਸ ਵੀ ਲਵ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਗੈਟ ਅਵਰ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਡਨ। ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਮਿਰਰ ਡਜ਼ ਨਾਟ need that someone should look at it. If we want to see our reflection, if we want to see our image, we have to go and stand in front of the mirror, and whatever face we make, we will see that with our eyes. In the same way, if we look at the Master with love, with faith and confidence in him, our rays, our feelings will come back to us after reflecting, and we will feel the same love from the Master. But if we are looking at the Master with our doubts, if we are depressed, and if we do not look at the Master with all our love, then our feelings, our rays will reflect and we will feel the same thing. So that is why it is very important for the disciple to grow in the love for the Master. It is very important for him to develop love for the Master if he wants to receive the love and the feelings of love from him.
ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੇਵ ਨੂੰ ਬੁੱਢੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਸੀ, ਨਾਮ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਕਦਰ ਕੀਤੀ। ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ? ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਉੱਤੋਂ ਕੁਰਬਾਨ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ, ਬਲਿਹਾਰ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਨੇ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਜੋਤੀ ਜੁਗਾ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਹੈਡ ਮੈਟ ਹਿਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਓਲਡ ਏਜ, ਹੀ ਐਪਰੀਸ਼ੀਏਟਿਡ ਹਿਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਅਡੋਰਡ ਹਿਮ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ। So here, what does he say? He says that I sacrifice myself for my master because he has lit up the light of Naam within me. He has made my life and he has given me the contentment. So I sacrifice myself on him.
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਹੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇਵ, ਹੁਣ ਮੇਰਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਯਾਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਜਿਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਮੁਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਮੈਂ ਅਭਿਆਸ 'ਤੇ ਬੈਠਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਉਦੋਂ ਹੀ ਜੀਵਨ ਨੂੰ ਤਾਜ਼ਗੀ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੈਠਦਾ ਗਾ, ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਮਲੀ ਦੇ ਹੱਡ ਅਮਲ ਖਾਧੇ ਤੋਂ ਬਗੈਰ ਟੁੱਟਦੇ ਹੈ, ਤੋੜ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਦਾਸੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਇਹੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਮੇਰੀ ਹੈ।
Now he lovingly says, Oh my dearly beloved master, my life has become such that whenever I remember you, only then I feel as if I am alive. When I do not remember you, I feel that I am dead. It is like the addict, when he gets his intoxicant to which he is addicted, he feels that he is in his body, he is alive. When he does not get his intoxicant, he feels that his whole body is paining and breaking. In the same way, the dear ones, those who do the meditation, they feel that they are alive only when they do the meditation. When they do not meditate, they feel that they are dead.
Guru Nanak ne keha hai, amli jiye amal khaye, tyon har jan jeeva naam te aaye.
Guru Nanak Dev Ji has said that as the addict lives only on the intoxicants, in the same way, the believers of God live on the remembrance of God.
Sufi Sant Farid Ji de do sevak san, ek kamai karda si, andar janda si, dusra apdesh leke kamai nahi karda siga, andar janda nahi si, usnu jehda abhyas na kare, ki abhyas di qadar ho sakdi hai, ki usnu guru di qadar ho sakdi hai. ਉਹ ਜਦ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਹੋਏ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਬਾਤਾਂ ਬਾਹਰਲੀਆਂ ਹੀ ਮਾਰੇ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਦੇਖਦੀ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਸਚਿਆਈ ਤੇ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਅੱਜ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਆਪਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇਵ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਰੀਰ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਟੁੱਟ ਟੁੱਟ ਕੇ ਪੈ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਪੁੱਛਦਾ ਸਵਾਲ ਕਰਕੇ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੀ ਰਾਤ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬਤੀਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜੇ ਨੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗਏ
ਸੂਫੀ ਸੇਂਟ ਫਰੀਦ ਜੀ ਹੈਡ ਟੂ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲਸ ਵਨ ਵਾਸ ਅ ਰੀਅਲ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟਰ ਹੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਪਰਸਨ ਵਾਸ ਨਾਟ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਟਾਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦੀ ਆਊਟਰ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਵਾਂਸ ਵੈਨ ਬੋਥ ਆਫ ਦੈਮ ਮੈਟ ਦ ਪਰਸਨ ਹੂ ਵਾਸ ਨਾਟ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟ How can they know the value of the meditation? How can they appreciate the meditation? So that person who was not doing the meditation, he started talking about the outer things. But the other person who was the meditator, he did not find any interest in that. And then he said that, I can tell you only one thing, that today I did not meditate, I did not go in the within, and I have not seen my beloved master in my within. And I feel that my whole body is breaking, and I am feeling the pain all over. I do not know. I want to ask this question to those who have never gone in the within and who have never seen the master in their within, that how they are able to live their life, how they are able to sleep without having the darshan of their master.
ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਾਡਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਹੀ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਆਉਣਾ ਹੈ ਸਾਡਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਹੀ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜਨਾ ਹੈ
So that is why here he says that my life is only by doing the meditation of Naam. My life is only connecting myself to Naam.
A closing bhajan is on page 134, Sache Namada. You yourself make us have the color of true Naam. Oh, beautiful one, come near. Don't go away after coming near. Don't look at our bad qualities. Since we have come to you, protect our honor. Don't look through the paper of our faults. Open our eyes, which are closed. We have the pain of birth and death. Becoming a doctor, lift this disease. Come, listen, O beloved Kripal. Folding his hands, Ajay makes this prayer. You yourself make us have the color of true Naam. O beautiful one, come near. Don't go away after coming near. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 134.
Suche namada sacha chada de rangi ape avisonia avisonia Kolo dijave natu longa passe Suche namada Satcha chata de rangi ape Avisonia, avisonia Kolo dijave natu longa passe Sate eba valanata kave Sate eba valanata kave Lata laki adiraka tu patave Lata lagia jiraka tu patave suche namada sacha chata de rongiape avisonia avisonia kolo Javina to longa passe Leka sadana gunaha vala polave Leka sadana gunaha vala polave Banda akia tu sari anu kolade Banda akia tu sari anu kolade Suche namada Sacha chada de rongiabe Avisonia Avisonia Kolo Javina tu longa passe Sanu jana mamarana da dukave Sanu jana mamarana da dukave Panaveda roganu chukave Panaveda roganu chukave Suche namada Sacha chada de rangiape Avisonia Avisonia Kolo Javena tu longa passe Asuna kiede pala piare Asuna kiede pala piare Atapana ajaiba pukare Atapana ajaiba pukare Suche namada Sacha chada de rongiape Avisonia Avisonia Kolo di javina tu longa passe.
You yourself make us have the color of true Ram. O beautiful one, come near. Don't go away after coming near. Come listen, O beloved Kripal. Folding his hands, Ajay makes this prayer. May God bless us all.